three in a row there. Seahorses. New song, Blinded by the Light. Finley Quay, Sunday Shining. And Oasis, Do You Know What I Mean? News at 10 coming soon. Keep it 4th FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Rogers here. We're taking off now, so sit back and enjoy the flight.
Thank you, Kevin. Let's take a run.
Speed increasing to 100 knots. Approaching critical speed. Oh, by the way, sir, did you...
The full-on Friday 3 coming in 3 minutes, opening up with Left Field and Leiden.
On 97.3 and 97.6 FM, this is 4th FM.
It's 10 o'clock with all the latest news. Here's Tara Mills.
There's still no decision about whether this weekend's controversial Orange Parade at Drumcree will go ahead or not. Security forces in Northern Ireland are setting up checkpoints in and around Portadown. An Ayrshire pensioner suing tobacco companies for causing his cancer says he's delighted the High Court's given the go-ahead for that case. Murdo McMillan from Prestwick is one of 47 smokers bringing the action against the UK's two biggest cigarette firms, Imperial and Gallagher. He says he suffered because he was never warned about the health risks when he took up smoking.
I had a lung removed in 1990 when my cancer was diagnosed. It's left me breathless. I still have pain and I haven't been able to work since 1990. And although I'm over 65 now, obviously my whole sort of work lifestyle was curtailed.
Health chiefs say parents have nothing to worry about after a teacher at an Edinburgh primary contracted TB. The teacher is being treated at home. The health board's offering free screening for pupils, but they say there's little chance the infection could have been passed on. A lorry driver who threatened to kick the unborn baby out of a pregnant woman's stomach in a road rage attack has been jailed for 4 months. The terrified woman had tried to overtake a parked car in a Bristol street before realising she was in the path of the lorry. The Pathfinder probe has landed safely in an ancient riverbed on Mars. It sent back first signals, but scientists are waiting to find out if it's operating properly. Former Trade Secretary Ian Lang's announced he's standing down from politics. It follows his election defeat by the SNP. He says it's time to make way for a younger candidate after 20 years in the political spotlight. The brother of mass murderer Rose West has been jailed for 12 months for making a hoax bomb call. Bristol Crown Court heard how Graham Letts claimed a device was planted at a hotel in Weston-super-Mare last New Year's Day, but no bomb was found. Campaigners are warning they'll disrupt traffic across Scotland, angry that the Scottish Secretary is refusing to abolish Sky Bridge tolls. Donald Dewar has announced a package of measures cutting charges for regular users, but islanders say tourists are being treated unfairly. An 8-year-old boy's had a lucky escape after falling into the sea while fishing from a pier. A lifeboat raced to the scene after Andrew McCartney fell in Rothsay, but the youngster managed to swim to the shore himself. Paul Gascoigne staying in Scottish football. He signed a contract extension, keeping him at Rangers till the year 2000. Chairman David Murray says he's now part of a new era at Ibrox.
We had to get this 9 in a row out the road. We're going through a sort of mini revolution at the club with so many new players coming in and different nationalities. And I think that has helped not only Paul but Brian wish to stay at the club. It's sort of a new beginning for everyone.
Scotland's rugby tourists finished off their 6 games in South Africa with a convincing win. They beat Eastern Province 36-10. It's 3 minutes past time.
Thank music. Yeah. More fun. It's always Friday. It's Friday, 97.3, 97.6, 4th FM.
New power generation. And the good life. Going up 16 to number 11 on the Scottish chart this week. We're into the top of the tree. Who's going to be number one?
Scotland's biggest songs on the new Scottish chart show. Hot 10.
We have 2 new songs to play. 3 songs are going up. 4 songs falling today. And 1 non-mover. Is there a new chart topper? We begin at number 10. Eternal Falling. I Want to Be the Only One.
Yes, I feel you crying. Yeah. And I feel your broken heart.
Former number 1, Eternal and BB Winans. Take a drop. Get Hold On inside the top 10. Down 6 to number 10. I Want to Be the Only One. And of course, only one can be at the top. Who's it going to be? There is a brand new chart topper. We'll find out who it is as we count them down and we get ever closer with the number 9 song, which is coming soon.
Seeing is believing. It's gonna be alright. You can count on us for division.
And experience the difference.
The new Scottish Chart Show. Scottish Chart Show. Scotland's biggest song.
Biggest song.
And that's official. You won't hear better.
No kidding. We have another song that takes a drop, falling to number 9, Alternate A, and Free. Now, 911 have enjoyed the last year having two Scottish chart top 10 hits with Body Shaking and The Day We Find Love. They're the highest new song at number 6 this week with a nice one. Based in Glasgow, this tune from 911, The Journey.
Scotland's biggest songs on the new Scottish chart show.
Highest new entry.
Do you know what it means out on Monday? So, well, who knows? You never know. Scottish chart, then we're at number 6. We're into Scotland's top 5 next.
It's stock taking time at Kingdom of Leather, which means there are around 100 floor model suites to pump.
And here we go with Scotland's top 5. And I think this is a bit more like it for no doubt. They were disappointed with a new entry at 16 last week. They climb 11 to number 5 with Just a Girl. To number 4 this week, but they'll be back and we'll not have heard the last of them. Huge band. So, Scotland's top 3 on the way very soon. Who's going to be number 1?
Industrial Estate Portobello and Mackay Stevenson Road, Murrayfield.
The new Scottish Chart Show. Scottish Chart Show. Scotland's biggest song.
Biggest song.
And that's official. You won't hear better.
Saturday Mob, consisting of Dynamite today and Ollie. And Scott Brown, of course, being stepping out for Tom Wilson from 5 today. Before all that, though, to settle who's going to be Scotland's new number 1 today. This song has been number 1 for 2 weeks. Unfortunately for the Verve today, it drops 2 to number 3. Tune, piece of brilliance, Verve, Bittersweet Symphony. And you can measure that by the fact that it was number 1 in Scotland for 2 weeks, dropping 2 to number 3 this week. And at 2, up 1, Puff Daddy.